Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden. Det här är en historiepodd, kan man säga, där två komiker försöker lära varandra historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins. And in this episode I will be reading a story to Eric about a bird catcher.
Mm. Det har ju väldigt lite med, nej, inte så lite med storyn att göra, men den är väldigt, och här kommer ett dåligt skämt. The story is very ripe.
You've said enough. Listen up and let's get the story going. Oh man, what's up, brother?
Oh. Vilket liv vi lever, va? Det är härligt att leva.
Yeah, man.
Ja, det är bra. Jag mår bra. Jag är lite stressad. Jag har ju öppnat en ny teater.
Yes, man. Congratulations.
Vi har inte haft invigning, men vi håller på och bygger upp den nu.
Nice, man. Så. I look forward to all the bookings that I'm going to get from you.
Du kommer få. Vi kommer ha mer. Det kommer vara mer av en ännu mer humorscen. Det kommer vara typ 100 platser. Den vi har nu är typ 50.
Yeah.
Vi kommer ha massa biostolar. Det kommer jävligt nice, alltså. Och sen, ja. They're nice.
I look forward to it. When we did the thing together, when you all did the improv based on me and my story with my wife.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Tack.
What a moment. I was like, I didn't know what to expect, but you all were head and shoulders above what I thought was possible with that. It was fantastic.
Vad kul. Vad roligt. Tack så mycket.
It was unfortunate my wife couldn't be there. But our friends were there and stuff. She had to watch the kids.
Du får komma tillbaka. Det går
Att
göra hur många gånger som helst.
A blast, man. Yeah, it was a blast. Speaking of enjoying life and reasons to enjoy life, that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to be reading to you.
Yes. My favorite.
You just sit back and be funny, man. That's all you got to do. Natural. It's an easy job for you. And also, I want to remind everybody about our Patreon. Patreon.com/teachmesweden if you want to support. A lot of work goes behind these things, believe it or not. And we are going to keep working to try to make that Patreon fun. With extra material and whatnot. And
utan att ha kollat så är jag säker på att det redan är tusentals som är Patreons.
Yes, don't look. but join us and we'll have some fun there too. And also I'll start putting these up without reklam.
Oh, nice. Det är
skönt. So people can skip the ads and stuff.
Det är väl trevligt.
As little as involve free summa.
Mm-hmm.
See, look at me, my Swedish.
Det är bra. Vi kan byta. Ska vi byta? Utan svenska heter det.
Hell no. My stories would be short as hell. Och sen doghan.
And mine would be filled with like pop cultural language that doesn't exist in real life. Like it's gonna be a lot of motherfuckers fucking shit and then can't believe a fucking shit happened. För att jag är inne i någon Scorsese-period.
Okay. I want to hear more about that later. All right, the story today is about the events over the span of 8 days in 1955.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, the story is about a young man named Evert Stenmark.
Evert Stenmark. Okay.
Evert Stenmark. Mm. Wait, that was a nice passive aggressive way of correcting
me. Nej, det var inte nej, utan jag skulle bara kolla att jag hörde rätt. Det var inte det.
Uh-huh, nej. Sure, bud.
Nu kan jag varje grej.
Have you ever heard of Evert Stenmark?
Nej, Stenmark är ju det var därför jag tryckte på Evert, för att jag vet ju massa andra Stenmarks som är kända. Men inte Evert.
Okay. Evert was a bird catcher. This is getting more exciting as we go.
Wow. Okay. Helt annat spår än vad jag trodde.
It was a young bird catcher. He would trap and sell a type of bird called ptarmigan. And in Swedish, it's called ripa.
Okay. Ripa. Nej, skoja.
Exactly.
Okay. And this bird catcher.
Yeah. This is how he made money, man. He would catch about 300 to 400 birds every winter and sell them for the equivalent of about like 50 crowns a bird.
Det får man inte göra längre, får man det? Får man fånga fåglar?
Yeah, man. If you, I mean, we buy chicken and stuff. I mean, I think people eat the bird. Men, I tried to understand why they trap them and catch them, but I'm pretty sure that people.
Aha, man, kanske, ja, kan man äta ripa? Ja, man kan väl äta. Man äter ju nästan inga fåglar. Hur många fåglar äter man?
Turkey.
Ja, absolut.
Chicken.
Yes. Jag är med dig.
Bald eagle. Delicious.
Nej. Nej, men jag menar du.
That's a good point. It's not that much bird. Yeah.
Du tar ju inte liksom. Oh, jag tror jag beställer svalan idag. Eller duvan. Man kan äta
back
duvan.
Back in the day, I don't know.
Ah, okay.
But Stenmark lived out near Tärnaby, Sweden, which is the northwest part of the country, not far from the Norwegian border.
Ah, det förklarar saken.
And on January 21st, 1955, 23-year-old Stenmark set out on a 2-week trip to catch some birds for cash.
Okay.
That was his thing. So
yeah.
He rode 32 kilometers on skis to get to an area so he could catch his ptarmigan. He took shelter in a hut built from wood and grass and prepared to go out the next day and do what he does so well.
Catch the birds.
Yes. 32 kilometers on skis. I can't imagine going, this is like the least black thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, man, I'm going to go take these skis and I'm going to go 32 kilometers. What the fuck?
And build a cabin of earth. And
yeah, what the fuck? He woke up the next morning and he said it was a sunny, beautiful day with no clouds in the sky. Mm-hmm. Minus 8 degrees, which to me takes away from the beautiful part
yeah.
of that day. But, hey, according
but it sounds
to him,
like a perfect day for bird catching.
Yes. And he'd already set traps out a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
He had set out 7 traps. So now it's time to go collect, see if he had anything in the traps. So he collected 3 birds and then he got to another trap and he was grabbing his 4th bird. And then he felt the snow gathering up around his legs. And he still had his skis on. And he slowly began to slide down the hill.
Ooh.
And it was then that he realized he was in the middle of a fucking avalanche.
Nay.
Yeah. And once the sliding stopped, he was buried face down with his skis still on. His right ski was like trapped under his left leg and he could barely move his body under tightly packed snow.
Hur vet han att han var upp och ner om han... Han kanske kände det i blodet.
No, he was face down. Like,
ja, face down.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
Man kan face down. Om det är snö överallt så är face down everywhere.
But yeah, I guess gravity. He probably felt the gravity. I don't know. Everything was up, but he was face down.
Okay.
According to him. Don't question Evert.
Nej. Han vet när han är face down eller face up.
And he could barely move. And he used his chin to kind of dig away at the snow.
Vad gulligt.
Åh.
Han håller på lite som en hund liksom så. Gräva mig ut.
Cozy. Mysig.
Mysig lavin.
So that was the way he could move his head because he could dig a little bit, get some space around his head. It became harder to breathe.
Mm.
And he passed out in the snow.
Shit.
Yeah. And the end. That was Teach
See
Me Sweden.
See you next week.
No, I'm just kidding.
What have we learned?
Don't fuck with the birds. The Ripa, they don't play, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you catching us?
All they right. orchestrated that avalanche.
On the 4th bird, we make it happen. Okay, and he woke up hours later, still trapped in the snow, of course. But the warmth from his breathing had melted away snow around his face.
Jaha. Oh.
Because he just breathed. So he was like, you know, he was basically making almost like a little area, around, like an orb.
Yeah.
He was dressed warm enough not to freeze to death, of course, because he's a smart man. He knows how to do this.
Evert kan.
So, Evert kan. So he was warm enough. He knew that was okay.
Yeah.
And he probably knew the story of Gunnar Tengelin and his shoes. That's probably why.
Förmodligen. Han är väl införstådd med det här. Herregud, det var ju bara typ 30-40 år senare.
Yeah, exactly. he thought his life was probably going to end. And he later wrote about it in his memoir, so this, you know, obviously this is how we know the story.
Yeah.
And here's what he wrote. Hit han jag åka, och här är det slut. Jag tackade Gud för vad jag upplevt och sett. På något underligt sätt kände jag mig rätt nöjd.
Snyggt. Bra svenska förresten. Det var inte därför jag skrattade. Jag tyckte det lät så norrländskt och bara... Ja, jag åkte ut med skidor. Här tog det slut.
Then I'm like, man, I don't think any American people like, this is so un-American, this thing, where you're just like, well, yeah. Well, that's it. I guess some people are practical like that.
How do I summarize it? I went, I saw, I died.
Exactly. Exactly. So not the most optimistic. Nej. But he didn't give up.
Nej.
He realized that his left hand wasn't stuck. I was like, okay, my head's good. Okay, my left hand's good. So he started using it to dig out his right arm to free that up. And now he had both arms free.
Men alltså ovanför ytan eller bara att han kunde röra sig i liksom...
It's the body heat part of it. Yeah. So the snow softening up around him. So he's kind of digging his way free. But the snow above is still too...
Okay, så han har en liten koja.
Basically, Which is also mysig.
Det är väldigt mysigt. Det här låter bara som en rakt igenom mysig historia än så länge. Jag är faktiskt lite avundsjuk.
So then he dug down into his belt and he got out a knife.
Because
Evert is ready.
He's got a reaper killing knife.
Exactly. He used the knife to scrape away the snow above him. He said it wasn't the best tool for this, but hey, use what you can.
Yeah.
And that's when he knew he wasn't far from the surface. He's like, okay, the surface is not too far from me.
Okay.
So now that he got nice and comfortable, Evert Stenmark decided to go to sleep.
What?
I mean, what else is there to do? When he woke up, his body heat had created a little cave in the packed snow. And the cave was estimated to be about 120 centimeters long and 75 centimeters wide. But now, the packed snow, it wasn't keeping him warm. So now he was like, the wetness from it all.
Yeah, well,
so
no shit.
Yeah, so his chest was wet. He was shivering cold. His teeth were chattering. So he chipped away at the packed snow above him so he could get to that rucksack. And then he put his head and his shoulders into the rucksack, and then the shivering stopped. He got warm again.
Okay, det var bra. Det. Men gick han och la sig för att han var för trött? Var det det som var grejen?
Probably, and it's just like, you know what I mean? He's already passed out. And remember, the whole time there's snow packed on your body. It probably exerts a lot of...
Ja, men det förstår jag. Men det bara lät som att han var så jävla smart, och sen bara, men där är nog ytan. Good night! Liksom... Kom igen, för fan.
That should motivate you to get on out of there.
Eller hur? Okay, men vad bra. Han värmde sig med ryggsäcken. Det är bra.
All right. The biggest issue, though, was that his legs were insulated so well when he got dressed that his body heat wasn't escaping his pants.
Nej.
So his legs, the snow didn't melt away around his legs. So he's basically from the waist up, he can move around, but the bottom is like completely trapped. And it also didn't help that his feet are attached to skis.
Oh, nay.
Yeah, so he's like really like stuck. So Everett, he started getting hungry. This was his second day.
Oh.
He's gone to sleep. He woke up. He can see the top. He can't get there.
Han har vatten.
Frustrated. Yeah, he's got water everywhere. And his arms are the only mobile parts of the body. He was only able to eat something within arm's reach, of course. He thought it was over, and then he remembered he'd just taken four birds from traps.
Yeah.
Just before the avalanche.
Yeah.
So he took out one bird and ate it raw. Salmonella?
Yep.
Anyone?
Yep. Let's come on. Nu är han dum igen. Han har ingen val.
Hey, you gotta live, man.
Yeah, you eat that raw food, baby.
Eat it, Everett. But the bird had not died.
What?
So, no, I'm just kidding.
This is a live bird. I have a knife. No.
Nah.
Jag äter en levande.
I need more excitement in my life. The bird chewed away his tongue. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Day three began when Everett's still trapped, of course. But with his body, he melted more snow around his little cave area. And now he can see moss and twigs underneath him.
Mm.
So the next day, his meal of a bird was accompanied with some leaves. Isn't this the most meesick thing ever?
Yeah. Little salad.
And he made the mission of his day to free his legs. So I got to get my legs free so I can get up out of here. Mm. So he dug and made basically zero progress.
Men varför då? Han hade kniv. Om man har, jag ska inte ifrågasätta det här, men han har ju allting fritt här. Det här krafsar lite.
Yeah, I guess it was, I don't know, man.
Kanske var så ispackat liksom.
Yeah, probably.
Ja.
And then it doesn't help with the body heat because then, you know, the snow is going to melt and then like refreeze, almost like ice after that, I'm thinking.
Ja, det är sant. Ja, fan.
Yeah, so, I don't know. That's what he says. But as he was digging, he found, he noticed a branch from a birch tree.
Mm.
And it was connected to a tree that got caught in the avalanche.
Okay.
So he got the trusty knife and he carved that branch into a stick that he planned to push up to the snow so that somebody passing could possibly see it. He pushed the stick through the snow as planned, and then he was like, you know what? There's probably a lot of sticks sticking out of the snow. So he's like,
from right. Andra som också som också ligger begravd här.
My friends were here. I think I know where they are.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
So he decided to, he needed to find something to make his stick stand out.
Just det.
So he could reach his wallet. I'm guessing it was in his rucksack, but it was in his ski. So he reached down. I don't know how to get, but I need my wallet. It went in his wallet and he found movie tickets. And they were bright red. So it was like a eureka moment. Aha!
Mm.
Bright red movie tickets. He stuck the stick through the tickets and shoved the stick up through the snow.
Nu måste filmnörden fråga, stod det vad det var för film som han hade varit på?
They don't know they didn't mention what movie it was.
Okay.
Mm. But they do mention the theater it was.
Okay.
The ticket stubs were from the Black Cat movie theater in Stockholm.
Black Cat movie theater. Det låter som någon fuffens. Det låter som någon slags pin-up porr. Black Cat. Yeah.
You got some porn stickers.
No.
But I don't know. Black Cat movie theater. It's in the 50s.
Men kan den heta typ Svarte Katt? Alltså, har den översatts till engelska där?
This is in English.
Så den kan heta typ Svarta Katten eller någonting.
Maybe.
Ah.
And he didn't just stick it through. He used wires. Used one of his wire snares that he used in the trap. And used that to tie the stub to the stick.
Okay.
And push the stick through the surface.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
MacGyver, skulle jag säga. Huh?
And he was thinking now it's going to catch the eyes of passersby. And he also had planned to meet friends on Sunday.
Jaha, så någon borde sakna honom liksom.
Yeah, so he's like, if we're gonna meet up at this cabin, which was, I want to say 20 kilometers away. My friends would be like, or maybe it was 10 kilometers away, but a cabin not too far away.
Mm.
They're gonna know I'm not there and they're gonna start looking for me.
Mm-mm.
So when they start looking for me, they'll probably see these tickets sticking out of the ground. I don't know, hopefully. So nobody came Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So he basically, he was under there 8 days total.
Men han fortsatte försöka krafsa lite, antar jag.
Yeah, yeah, he was yelling, screaming. And then the following Friday, 6 days, after he was under there for 6 days, his friends went to his hut. Like, worried about him. Like, dude, he didn't show up.
6 dagar? Vad gjorde de?
They probably were like, oh, maybe he's late. You know, Everett. He likes to go to the movies in Stockholm. Maybe he went
he's
down
probably
to...
probably at the Black
Man,
Cat.
Man, I didn't think about that. He kept those tickets probably because he went to the big city.
Eller hur?
He was probably like, they're in his wallet as probably memorabilia.
Mm.
Back when we used to have wallets big enough to have shit in them.
Han var, det är första gången i Stockholm och någon bara såhär, ska jag gå på bio eller gå på Svarta Katten? Han bara, oh, okej, okay, det här
I never came so hard in my life. I'm keeping these tickets.
Det är det här som är bio, okej. Okay.
So they went looking for him. They saw that his axe was there, his gun was there, his sled was there. They're like, this has got to be weird.
Because
he would have one of these things. He's an axe, gun, sled type of guy. They did see signs of a small avalanche. They noticed that.
Yeah.
But then, you know friends, they were like, nah. Nah, it's not big enough that it would bury a human.
Nej.
That's what they were thinking.
Den där futtiga lilla lavinen skulle inte kunna begrava Evert, tänkte exactly. De. Nej.
But they were smart enough to go to like the town and ask for help.
Oh.
So they did that. They went to town and they got a search team together and they spent all day Saturday looking for Evert.
Yeah.
And he has a brother named Shell. And Sunday, now we're on the 7 days later, he went, or maybe it's the eighth day. Yeah, it's the eighth day. Shell had a little team going out to go cover, to go in and find Evert. And they were all like looking, no sign of Evert. And Shell's like, fuck. So he sat down by a snare that he knew that his brother had set out. He's going to have a cigarette. And then he was waiting for people while he smoked a cigarette.
Mm.
And he noticed something bright sticking up from the snow.
Huh?
And he was like, it's a fucking withered plant or something. It's bullshit. But he's like, yeah, I'm going to check it out anyway, whatever. And it was ticket stubs from the Black Cat fucking movie in Stockholm. And he dug them right out.
Okay.
Right, so his brother was the one to find them.
Wow.
8 days later. 8 days buried in the snow led to months in hospital, of course, recovering. And
Shell skader, freezings, and... Eller bara att han inte hade ätit, eller?
Well, the eating is one thing, but it was the coldness of the snow on the body, body temperature being down so low, and his feet never moving and whatever, and stuck down there.
Just det.
They had to amputate his all the toes on one foot,
nej.
And then all the way back to the heel on the other foot.
Oh, fy fan.
Yeah.
Det blir rullstol för honom, då?
Well, somehow, I was surprised by this, but they were... Prosthetics were advanced enough that he was able to have a prosthetic like foot.
Va? På 50-talet?
Yeah.
Det var bara typ en träsko eller något. Jag tror inte det fanns. De kallar det för det.
It's
like a foot only made out of wood.
Have you ever seen George Washington's teeth?
Ja, men jag har hört att han hade trätänder. Ja.
Put Washington's teeth on his foot.
Just like the real thing.
Those aren't toes.
Those are kottar.
Those are kottar.
You know, from pine tree. Pine cone.
Oh, yeah. Pine leaves. He used the prosthetics and special shoes, and then he was able to walk again. But, unfortunately, he wasn't able to hunt ptarmigan.
Because they heard him coming because of the wooden shoes.
Well, you did this to me!
Clippity-cloppity-clippity-clop.
He wrote a book. That's why I thought you might have heard of this guy. He wrote a book later on, and in the book he detailed the experience. That's where a lot of this comes from his book. in an article I found about him where he talked about it. And in the book, I found like a religious site.
Okay.
And they were taking some of the stuff because I guess he, you know, he was kind of religious. You know,
uh-huh.
I think a situation like this could bring the religion out of anybody.
Ja, det är klart. Det är vad de säger. Det finns inga ateister i skyttegravarna.
Exactly. And they use one of the things he said
as like inspiration. På den religiösa sidan.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I thought to share that with you. Something that he said, these are his words.
Okay.
Jag bad till Gud att han skulle låta mamma känna på sig att något hade hänt mig. Många tycker kanske att det är löjligt. Men, I'm sorry, det är löjligt att hålla på med böner till Gud varje dag. Men om man ligger med benen fastfrusna i is och skidbindelsen, tror jag att det är rätt naturligt att man ber till Gud.
Det tror jag också. Men sa han att han bad till Gud att hans mamma
skulle låta...
Att hans mamma skulle känna på.
Att Gud skulle låta mamma känna på sig att något hade hänt mig.
Varför vill han att mamman ska göra det?
Does she understand something happened to my child?
Okej, men kolla.
Hey man, you can't try to add logic to prayer.
Vi säger att han var 23. Vi säger att hans mamma var, hon var över 40 i alla fall, även om det var på 50-talet. Han har en bror som är så här vital och god. Om jag skulle be så här, snälla Gud, jag vill att någon känner på sig att det är något fel. Vem? Vem ska rädda mig? Mamma! Alltså, ta någon som du vet kommer fram fort med skidorna.
Shell is like, what am I, chopped liver? I can help you, I did.
Och jag säger inget ont om hans mamma. Hon kanske var typ Vasaloppsmästare, men... Nej, jag vet inte. Jag älskar min mamma, men om jag är i trubbel... Du vill inte jag besvära henne heller.
That's true. That's a good point. I'm not asking my mom. My mom acts like an old lady.
I don't like this religious shit. Lägger det på mamma.
But I thought it was funny that they tried to use that as like a... I mean, and it's kind of a... it's like, I know it's ridiculous.
Ja, men det är så typiskt svensk religiöst. Att så här, till och med typ de som är religiösa bara, ja, vi vet, det är fånigt. Men titta där, han blev räddad. Inte av mamma, men ändå... Det här är ett bevis på att Gud inte finns. Mamma kom hit, mamma kom hit, mamma kom hit. Shh. Vad fan är det?
Shell? I don't even like you. I gave you a hammer. I told you to go and hit a dynamite.
Call back.
Yes. Oh man. So he wrote a book about his experiences. It was published a short time later. There's a callback coming too. And he got moderately famous.
Okay.
And it says that he also got a lot of marriage proposals.
Mm.
I think you guys call it casta am.
Casta.
You never heard that casta am?
Nej.
Oh, maybe it's a förorts slang, but throwing the pussy.
Ah, oh, nej. Jag...
I never heard that.
I never. Jag rör mig inte med pussy slang.
Well, they were throwing the pussy at him. And he eventually moved to Stockholm, got married, and he bought the Black Cat Theater. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
No. But he had three children.
Okay.
But after a few years, as you do, he got frustrated with the
children.
Stockholm.
Nice.
he got Stockholm's overrated in his opinion.
Okay.
So he left. And in 1975, 20 years later, the age of 43, Evert Stenmark set off a charge of dynamite on his family farm, blew himself up, suicide.
What?
Yes.
What? Så illa är det väl inte i Stockholm, vad fan, alltså.
He's like, I thought it was the best, man. The city that saved my life. I got the movie tickets and that saved my life and I move here and this is it?
Black Cat Volume 6, Club för fan.
They're driving on the wrong side of the road. Fuck this place, man.
Men gud, vilket jävla antiklimax.
Yeah, man, blew himself up. What a way to go.
What a stupid way to go.
As arsenic exists.
Ja, men tänk om han inte skulle dö.
Oh, he just blew your...
Arms off. You got wooden toes and...
He got termites. This is bullshit, man. He's got going, termites in my wooden foot. I'm out of here.
Going Pinocchio in reverse. Det är bara näsan kvar som är...
Oh, so my mom used to work in the trauma center in Miami. And she would get all types of craziness there. And she would tell us these stories. And there was a... speaking of parts missing, this guy tried to blow his... Like, kill himself. He was on... She said it was drug addicted and, you know, he was in some type of drug thing. And, but he turned the shotgun the wrong way. And you know, if you shoot a shotgun, it kicks up. So when he did it, he had the trigger towards his stomach. And when he pulled it, it kicked out away from his face. So he survived, but he blew everything out. She said the only thing left was like the outside of his eyeballs, like... But you can see a little bit of the whites of his eyeball.
Jaha, den. Oh, okay.
So he blew like his face off.
Shit.
And then the movie Face Off. No, I'm just kidding. Nicolas Cage came in and was like, I could do something with this. No, but yeah, so I don't know. I don't know why I told that story, but my mom's got a bunch of stories like that.
Fortsätt. Det finns inget avsnitt där inte sådana historier inte passar in. Keep them coming.
So that was, I know it was short, but that was the story of Evert Stenmark.
Crazy.
And I told you that, thanks to the people who sent in suggestions, I went on my Instagram. My Instagram is Jonathan_Rollins on Instagram if you want to follow me. But on there, I posted a request for different ideas of Swedish stories. And one young lady wrote to me and said, this is her grandfather.
Nay.
Yeah, and I know her because she lives in the U.S., but her Swedish family, they stay tied to their roots. So shout out to Hannah. She's a comedian in California, and she comes out here every summer, and we always book her at the Laugh House because she's really funny.
Okay.
And when she wrote this and said it, I was like, what? When she told me just the basics of the story, I was like, what? I was like, is he still alive? Can we? She's like, I never met him. He killed himself in 1970.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, oh shit.
Wow. So,
yeah, man, that's pretty cool that I'm, what's that, 1 degree or well, 2 degrees away from Evert Stenmark?
Oh, they cool. Fun.
Yeah, man. So I kind of know him, basically.
You almost felt the blast.
I almost felt your granddad's blast when he blew himself up. And
men fan vad nice att få sådana. Nu måste jag lägga in en brasklapp här och säga att vi ska ju ge varandra stories varannan vecka. Så om du känner att du vill slänga en story till gamla Broström här.
Yeah.
Skriv till mig på Lättesten. Jag har ingen bra mailadress som du har så, men Impro Erik på Instagram eller bara hitta mig på Facebook Erik Broström och PMa mig ett tips, en länk.
Yeah, man.
Så kan jag också komma hit med något godis och så lovar jag att du får din jag säger vem som skickar in den.
And then there's teachmesweden@gmail is our email. If somebody sends a story in Swedish, then Eric's gonna read it. If you send something in English, then I'll read it.
Så nu har ni sjukt många möjligheter.
Yeah, man, to keep this thing going, this is great. I got so many tips, man. I'm ready. I got at least 30 more stories. Yeah, people wrote me so many cool things. Some people wrote the same ones. Some stuff you might have heard. I don't know. That's what I'm scared of. But
okay,
we'll see.
Okay.
You seem to be pretty, like, dumb. So
jag kan ingenting. Men pausa nu. Skicka till mig. Skicka på svenska. Nu har han fått. Nu vill jag också ha tips.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks so much for checking this episode of Teach Me Sweden out. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Erik Broström.
And we'll teach you some more in the future.
Yeah.
Teach Me Sweden. Peace.
Fred.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.